We're back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Duff, Stewart, and Daniel with you on a Monday. So glad you are with us. Our next guest also had a tremendous, tremendous weekend. Allie Ross, the Butler junior-to-be, the former Harrison standout, went back-to-back. That's right, she won her second straight Women's City Golf Tournament over the weekend at the West Lafayette Golf and Country Club and Coyote Crossing. And Allie joins us here on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Allie, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, we are doing great. First off, congratulations. Just describe the feeling, the satisfaction of going now back-to-back as a Women's City Golf Champion.
Yeah, it's a really cool feeling. I was really excited to be able to play the local courses again, and it was really fun to, you know, play with some old friends from high school and just get back out there.
Now, Allie, I must say that Stewart and I are extremely impressed because I believe when we talked to you last week, I shot my mouth off and said, hey, get the job done over the weekend and come back and be on the show Monday, and look what you did. You accomplished that, so that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't know if we've ever, like, have we ever done that, Stuart? To say go win a championship and they go win a championship?
She would be the first where we a championship. We've wished people good luck and they performed well, but no one's ever won a championship.
That's what I mean.
She said, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, of course.
So Allie, is there how do you describe, like, okay, winning it the first time but then coming back and winning it the second time and being that repeat champion, is there even more a sense of accomplishment knowing you did it back-to-back years?
Yeah, I mean, last year I played pretty well, but this year I played even better, and there is more competition this year. The girls I played with the last day, we were neck and neck the whole time, so it was really cool to be able to, you know, bring it home.
Yeah, and it looked like you had, from reading the story from Sam King and the Lafayette Journal and Courier, that you had quite the stretch over the last, what, three or four holes? Just take us through that little stretch there when it seemed like you were really able to kind of distance yourself and really take the championship.
Yeah, I actually went, I was even the first couple holes of the nine, and then I actually kind of went birdie, bogey, birdie, bogey. And then I ended birdie, which is really, really cool. I wasn't expecting that. I was just trying to finish it off with some pars and, you know, keep my cool, but to make those putts was awesome.
Yeah, was there was it one of those putts, or was there a swing there on that back nine where you kind of felt like, hey, I think I can get this thing done?
Yeah, I mean, I birdied one of the par fives, which was pretty crucial in getting my confidence up. And then from there, I just tried to keep my cool, and the putts kept falling, and it just kind of worked out. I had my dad helping caddy, and he helped me read the green, so it was, gave me a little boost of confidence to have him help me there.
Allie Ross with us, the repeat 2019, of course 2018, now 2019, Women's City Golf Champion on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
And Allie, how cool was that to be able to share that experience with your father?
Oh, it was so cool. I mean, he got to caddy for me the second day last year as well, but I don't know, this year there was just something special about it since I played so well, and, you know, we were both just having fun out there.
And with him, I can see sometimes maybe having a parent, it might give you a little added pressure, but with him, did it relax you a little bit and help you play better?
Well, we have very similar personalities, so we definitely bicker a lot on the course, but in the end, you know, we do pretty well. When we were in Scotland, we actually played match play against each other, kind of just to help me keep my competition up ready for this weekend, and I ended up beating him, which caused, you know, some, you know, we fought a little bit after that, but, you know, in the end, we both, you know, played well, so it was fun.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, with me having three daughters, and eventually I'm sure they're going to be able to beat me, did your dad have some good excuses on why you beat him?
Not really. We actually had the same score, but I beat him in match play, and it was at the Old Course, which is, you know, one of the most famous courses in golf, so it was really cool to have that experience.
And then after you won, how'd you celebrate?
Went home, just had some dessert, and watched some movies and kind of relaxed since it was so hot outside yesterday.
So what is the dessert of a back-to-back Women's City Golf Champion?
I had lots of Oreos last night.
Nice.
Now, did you actually eat the entire Oreo, or do you like my oldest daughter and just lick the frosting off and then hide the cookie somewhere?
Oh, no, you got to eat the entire thing.
And is there a big glass of milk involved in this?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. That's a great way to celebrate.
Absolutely. Allie Ross with us, the Women's City Golf Champion on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline, as Allie went back-to-back, won it last year and then won it over the weekend as well. And Allie, you posted a 68 on Sunday there at Coyote Crossing. Have you ever played better than that?
No, I actually haven't. That was my first round in the 60s, so it was really cool to have that be this weekend.
So first round, like, of your entire golfing career?
Yeah, first round in the 60s.
Wow, you definitely did pick an awesome time to break 70. As you think about the entire weekend, what went so well for you? What were some of the reasons why you feel like you were able to repeat?
Well, I, you know, hit the ball pretty straight this week, which helped to hit a lot of greens, so I had the chance to make a lot of birdies. You know, it's a lot easier to have a putt birdie than trying to, you know, make it from off the green. So that helped a lot.
So now what's next for you now as we look ahead down the road here this summer? Do you have some more tournaments coming up?
Yeah, I've got one more actually next week. Or I've got two more. Next week I've got one at Purdue, actually, is the Indiana Women's Open. And then after that, I'm actually playing with my dad in a tournament in a mixed ball tournament in Indianapolis. So that'll be fun.
And you mentioned earlier about you and your dad both have the same personalities when it comes to golf. How would you describe those personalities?
Oh, just very competitive, and we always like to be the one who's right. So, you know, if he tries to give me a certain advice on my swing and, you know, I think my way is better, that's when we really get into it.
So there may be some moments of, like, awkward silence because one of you is mad at the other?
We didn't have too many this weekend, but in the past there have definitely been quite a few.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, that can happen sometimes. And it's not unusual for a golfer and the caddy maybe not to agree all the time, right? I mean, that's normal in golf, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got to assume, Allie, your dad probably knows when to just keep his mouth shut, right?
Probably more of I need to be quiet and listen to him.
Because there's always that time you know you're getting on your daughter's nerves,
yeah,
and you just
kind of
just like, all right, I'm just going to shut my mouth and just let her do her thing.
Yeah. Well, Allie, so now, where is the trophy? Did you take the trophy back on Saturday morning, or did you say, I'm going to win this thing again, so I'm not bringing it back?
No, I took it back.
All right.
I took it back on Sunday, actually, so we could do it at the banquet, because we have a nice banquet after where the ladies give some nice door prizes and just kind of a fun way to relax after the tournament. So, yeah, I took it back. But now they actually keep it so they can get everybody's name put on it and stuff.
Okay, so eventually you'll get it back in your hands then and can put it on display somewhere.
Yeah.
You're going to
go right back on the china cabinet.
I'm going to say, you're going to have to take a picture of this thing. So they put everyone's name that participated in the tournament this year on the trophy?
No, everybody who has won.
Oh, so they're just putting your name as the new 2000.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and there's some other prizes they can win. Like if you get put into flights at the tournament. So if you win certain flights or, you know, get like runner-up, that kind of thing, you get your own trophy with your name on it as well.
Well, it looked like there was a good turnout when you think about, you know, all the women locally, all the girls locally. What's your kind of your pitch for, you know, ladies or girls here in the county that are like, you know, maybe like, you know, on the fence a little bit about playing in this tournament? What would you say as to why they should come out next year and play?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really fun group of ladies. We've got a good amount of high school girls and then a good amount of older ones who, you know, have played in the past or just friends with people. And we even have a category where you can just play for fun and they won't even post your score anywhere. So it doesn't matter how you play. It's just more of, you know, for fun. And there's a fun little banquet and lots of door prizes at the end. So, I mean, that's what I would say to anybody who's on the fence.
And, Allie, when you talk about fun, I know for me as a competitor, and it sounds like you are a high competitor, can you ever do anything just for fun?
Not sure yet.
That's the answer I thought you were going to give.
I always try to do it for fun, but, you know, it's hard to be playing in the middle of the round and be like, oh, this is just for fun. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, when that trophy's on the line, you know, much different situation. So, Allie, what does this do for you now moving forward? You mentioned a couple of events coming up this summer, and then you'll start your junior season at Butler. How much does this just boost your overall confidence as a, not only as a person, but as a golfer now going into your junior year?
Yeah, I mean, it does a lot. I'm excited to keep doing some tournaments this summer and hopefully bring all this to season in the fall and, you know, help out the team.
Who's in charge of putting your bio together on the Butler Athletic website?
Oh, gosh. I think my coach, maybe?
Okay, here's what you need to do. You need to tell your coach that you've won back-to-back Women's City Golf Championships in Tippecanoe County, and that needs to be on your bio. I mean, I looked at your bio last week. No mention of this. Those things need to be on there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get on that. They know I've done it, so... There's at least that.
I know, but I'm just saying everyone else needs to know too. I mean, this is you're serious golf royalty here locally. You've won this thing twice. This is big.
Yeah, I'll have them get right on that.
Well, Allie, thanks so much for joining us. I don't know if you heard earlier, but Mr. Marshall, the principal of Harrison, and Coach Schneider both called in to congratulate Nick Hoffman. They were also congratulating you on your performance over the weekend, so I just wanted to pass that along to you.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, they've been a great support ever since high school. So.
Yeah, so a nice Harrison sweep over the weekend. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations once again on winning the Women's City, and best of luck moving forward. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Allie Ross, Butler Jr.-to-be, back-to-back Women's City Golf Champions. Fantastic stuff for Allie.